Hi everyone, Lee here from FPL Family with a bit of a free hit Game Week 32 update. And I have to say, hasn't changed massively from what Sam and I shared on the YouTube live stream on Sunday. There's been one or two changes, but let me talk you through where I'm at in terms of my thinking right now. No doubt, and I'm pretty sure you'll have seen a lot of this on FPL Twitter, and you definitely will be thinking in this direction if you are free hitting in game week 32. Three Arsenal and three Liverpool. Looks locked in, doesn't it? Looks locked in. I think when I was discussing it with Sam on Sunday, I think Trent, Robbo and Salah. And then I had Saka, Martinelli and Gabriel Jesus. Now, of those six, I don't see a world where I go into game week 32 without Jesus, Martinelli, Trent and Salah. I think those four are pretty locked in. Every draft that I've done, I haven't removed either of those two. So either of those four. So I'm pretty sure that game week 32 is going to include those four. Now, the other two places, potentially up for grabs, particularly the Liverpool slot. I do back Arsenal to do pretty well against Southampton. And listen, because it's a Friday kickoff, isn't it? We might get a bit of early team news. And if we hear that maybe Trossard is starting, or we hear some news about, you know, maybe some changes in the Arsenal side, I'm prepared to be flexible up until including the deadline, assuming that the app can take it, right? Assuming that the FPL website can take it. I'm prepared to do some last-minute tinkering and bring in a Trossard or something if we hear news to that effect. But I'm back in goals. I'm back in Arsenal to do well. And therefore, Saka is going to get, I think, a space in my lineup. I don't see, and certainly haven't thought too much about their defence. His recent form is, he's a little bit out of form, isn't he? And he obviously missed a penalty last week. But particularly at home, his non-penalty XGI is particularly good. Per 90, it's 0.61. So really, really good. I think at home, Saka is definitely one to back. So him, Martinelli and Jesus from an Arsenal perspective. And then from a Liverpool perspective, like I say, Trent, Salah. And then right now I have Robbo. And I don't know whether Robbo is, I don't know if he's the right pick, because, and I'm kind of tempted to go with another attacker because Forest aren't exactly travelling well, concede a lot of goals on the road, and Liverpool, by contrast, very, very good at home, right? Travelling actually not so well, despite the win at Leeds last time out, but at home at Anfield do tend to play quite well. So currently thinking that I would go for the three Liverpool attack, I just have a bit of a fear that with Trent cutting inside in that kind of João Cancelo-esque way, from fullback, that actually it's Robbo that kind of tucks into that back three. Now, against Leeds, that did happen quite a bit, but also he was still getting forward and he did assist the assist a couple of times. But we have to be conscious, I think, of the opposition. Leeds were really not at it and they invited Liverpool on. So, you know, Robbo was almost kind of invited to get forward and sort of wanted to in a way that perhaps, you know, against Forest at home, will he have that same license to do it, or will he kind of revert to that back three so that Trent can get forward? Don't know. But I'm willing to kind of take a bit of a gamble on one of the Liverpool forwards. Now, Darwin Nunez is in my thoughts because, you know, didn't play the whole game against Leeds. I think he only played 10 minutes or so. And I do think that in a game against Forest at home, Liverpool are going to see more of the ball. They're going to have less space in behind. And I discussed this with FPL Harry when we did the Off the Bench podcast earlier in the week, and Harry was saying, yeah, he's not going to get that much space behind because Forest are going to sit deep, which I agree with, but I just think his movement up there in that number nine position is going to cause Forest problems at a time when we're going to need to see that movement. We're going to need to see some dynamic movement, moving defenders around. If they're going to be sitting back and kind of inviting Liverpool on a little bit, which I think they might do, we're going to need some trickery in that number nine position. So I'm back in Darwin to get the start. I think Gakpo's a good pick as well. Jota also. I think I would just about lean towards Gakpo if I was going to go for one of those in midfield. So the question then becomes, and by the way, Luis Diaz looks as if he's kind of fit and available, but I think Klopp's going to sort of bed him in a little bit. I don't think he's going to start him, Luis Diaz, against Nottingham Forest. I might be wrong there. But I think he's going to, I can see him getting more minutes, right? He came on for about 10 minutes or so against Leeds. I see him maybe getting half an hour, maybe 35 minutes against Forest if the game is looking, you know, reasonably comfortable for Liverpool, which obviously we hope it is as a Reds fan. I think between the two, I'm kind of between Gakpo and Nunez. And I think of the two, I kind of lean slightly towards Gakpo. And the reason for that is that there are other forwards that I fancy. I fancy Watkins, and Gabriel Jesus, I mentioned before. you know, Tony, Solanke. There's plenty of options there, isn't there? Probably leaning towards Solanke. But in midfield, those picks are a little bit harder. So I'd probably just about go for Gakpo alongside Salah if I was going to go three in the Liverpool attack. So those are my three Arsenal and my three Liverpool. Those are the that's the kind of foundation, if you like, of my game week 32 free hit. Around that, Ollie Watkins, I think, has got to be in the team. He's been so consistent under Unai Emery, hasn't he? I think I saw a stat on Twitter the other day about where Villa would be in the league if the league started when Unai Emery come in, and it's like they're third or fourth or something behind Arsenal City. They're so good, honestly so good. And Watkins, despite getting that 16-point haul in a home game last time out against Newcastle, been brilliant away from home, hasn't he? 9 points against Leicester, 8 against Chelsea, 8 against West Ham, and then I think he got a goal as well against Everton when they went there, got 6 points as well. So he's not blanking on the road. Even when they went to the Etihad and lost in game week 23 against Man City, he got the goal in a 3-1 defeat. So, listen, I think any game week 32 free hit team has to have Watkins. I think on Sunday I was talking about maybe Buendia and going, you know, him rather than Watkins as a differential. I've talked myself out of that, guys. I've talked myself down from that ledge. I just think that's overthinking it. I think playing the free hit is differential enough. You haven't got to go crazy or too crazy, I don't think, by going with a Ramsey or a Buendia and hoping that it covers Watkins as a differential. I just think you go with Ollie Watkins. If you want to go with more than one, I've got no problem with that at all. Brentford are on a little bit of a dip at the minute, aren't they? Not defending quite as well as they were a few weeks ago. So don't mind the double up there. But right now, it's just Ollie Watkins in my front line. Alongside, it has to be said, a player that hadn't really registered much on my radar until the last couple of weeks, which is Dominic Solanke. And actually, even if you aren't free hitting in game week 32, I think he's a really nice pick for the rest of the season. Bournemouth's fixtures look great, don't they? And I think they've had something like 5 wins in the last 9 games. Gary O'Neill getting a tune out of these guys at just the right time. And Dom Solanke is absolutely front and centre for all of it. Only 3.3% of teams at current time of recording have got him. So he's differential enough, isn't he? He's you know, if you're not thinking about going for a Buendia over a Watkins, then, you know, go for Watkins as you know, not so much of a differential, and just stick Dominic Solanke beside him is a 3.3 differential. Really nice 15-pointer last time out. And actually, you know, even if you go back to the game week 29 against Fulham, he got the 9 points there, didn't he? So decent-ish form from Dominic Solanke. Underlying stats looking very good as well. So Jesus, Watkins and Solanke is my front three. Like I say, I'm going to have Martinelli and Salah in the middle with either Saka or Gakpo. Going to have one of the Crystal Palace boys alongside them. I think Eze right now, although I'm still kind of 50-50 between him and Elise. And I'm going to go for Andreas simply because, and I genuinely have an issue with bringing Andreas into my team, because then who do I bench, right? Because Andreas has got Leeds at home. Leeds all over the shop, absolutely all over the shop at the minute. Keep crumbling around the sort of half-time 50-minute mark, don't they? And losing goals for fun. He's going to be on many of the set pieces as well as penalties without Mitrovic in the team. So at the moment, looking at my bus team as I've got it set up on the free hit, he's my first sub and I don't feel comfortable about that at all. I'd quite fancy playing Andreas this week. But it's Eze and Andreas that make up the midfield. Then at the back, like I say, it's Trent. It's currently Robertson. Trippier is in there as well because I don't know, something about Newcastle have been conceding silly goals lately, but they've been just that. It's silly goals. It's individual errors. It's mistakes rather than the underlying stats looking bad. There's something like third or fourth for XGC, expected goals conceded over the last 6, right? So they're still defending pretty well. They've just been making individual errors. And if they can cut those out, and surely Eddie Howe's going to be talking to them saying, cut these errors out and we will win more games, then I fancy them for the clean sheet. Plus Spurs, not exactly firing on all cylinders, are they? Harry Kane, absolutely fine as a game week 32 pick. And if you've got him in your team and you're not free hitting, it's fine to play him. I just think if I was going to predict that game, I think I'd go home win. I think I would. Or I'll ignore it altogether. But I don't fancy not having Trippier at 67.6% owned if there's a clean sheet and an assist in him in that game, which there could be. So going to go with Trippier. Got Alex Moreno and Castagna that make up the rest of my defensive line. And then Johnston from Palace in goal, who I think is the go-to pick on a free hit in 32. And Iverson as my sub. Captaincy is going to be currently on Salah, I think. Don't think I'm going to change that. I'm kind of leaning a little bit towards maybe the Arsenal boys as well, because I just think that Southampton game is slightly better than Liverpool at home to Forest. But listen, you can't go wrong with Mo, can you? You can't go wrong. So there we go, guys. Three Arsenal, three Liverpool. Ollie Watkins, Solanke, Eze and Trippier around them. Make your own mind up. Let me know on Twitter. Let me know in the comments over on YouTube. Any of our YouTube videos, what you think of this free hit team. But certainly the foundations are there. I don't see it changing too much. Good luck if you're playing your free hit in 32. And even if you're not, green arrows and good luck.